The Aldis podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the US and Europe. Today, you are listening to our ServiceNow series, where we interview the best and brightest of the industry to share their story, advice, and views on the exciting world of ServiceNow and digital transformation.
Hello, everybody. It's Mark Kelly, Chief Customer Officer and co-founder of Aldis. I hope you're doing really, really well wherever you are in the world today. And we have got Shannon Chapman on the podcast. And we're really, really happy to have Shannon on the show today. Shannon is Director of IT Service Delivery and a platform owner, ServiceNow, working for a company called Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. Shannon, thank you very much for joining us on the show today. What we usually do before we get into your current role and your day-to-day is we'd like to tell the story about how you've actually got into the world of ServiceNow. And what is your journey that you came to this area?
At my first job out of college, I actually got exposed as a network operations center engineer monitoring the network actually for Citrix, and was exposed into the change management world, and ended up becoming in change management, knowing ITSM and ITIL, getting certified. And during my several years progressing in those roles, I actually ended up taking over our service desk or ticketing tool, which at that time was BMC Service Desk Express. And it really was not scaling to what we needed to provide for our business. So they asked me to go ahead and evaluate other ticketing solutions. And that's what we would have called it back then, right? Ticketing solutions and not necessarily a platform, which is what we got. But I went to the ServiceNow conference. I evaluated that and really found that it was going to be the right solution long term. So we ended up implementing ServiceNow. This was back in 2016 in about a 4-month period, very fast, for about 10,000 end users, and ended up leading that platform and leading the ITSM team and all the development within the platform.
I can imagine that was a very frantic 4 months.
Oh, and it was over the holidays. We did not sleep. Not a fun year.
I can imagine. You learned so much from that experience right? But it was like a fire hose in the face. And I can imagine just doing so much. And tell us a little bit about your work in Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. Tell us a little bit what you're doing day to day, you and your team.
So day to day in my team now, we work 90% on enhancements or problems. So I started here about just almost 2 years ago. And like most companies I've heard that have customized their ServiceNow platform on the first initial implementation, right? It's kind of a lot of change involved moving from another system to another. So there's a lot of customization that does end up happening just to be able to get by and to deal with the change and not too much change at one time. What happened with that is that me coming in, I'm helping to actually undo that. And we did the same thing when I was at Citrix too. It took a couple of years to undo, but once we got there, so we've been doing a lot of that. We're over that stage now, and we're really focused on enhancing. So we're, say, 90% of our time is really enhancements, maybe some problem records or just operational requests that our stakeholders request from us.
And when we look at some of the projects that you've done in the world of ServiceNow, what kind of stands out that kind of gives you the most satisfaction?
Yeah. So when we were at Citrix and we had just launched ServiceNow, we were really trying to get we didn't have a service portal before, right? We didn't have this. We had a somewhat like it. It was a made up website, you know, that we had. And so now we had this service portal, this great tool for us to use that we needed our users to actually start using so we could actually get that ROI from shifting from users calling our service desk. And also we needed to get them to use this new service portal. Well, we were trying to think of ideas, and I had received an email from my bank. It was around my birthday in April, and they just sent me an email wishing me a happy birthday. And I'm thinking, wow, how thoughtful of the bank to wish me a happy birthday. It was just a very delightful surprise. I didn't expect that. And I thought about, well, what it would be great to have more experiences like that at work. Why can't we do the same thing? And I thought about also your TEDx talk that I just watched around doing one act of kindness a day can change your life. And it totally resonates in the same way. So I thought, why not have, we couldn't really do birthday because it was more of a PIP issue with presenting birthdays, but we did work anniversaries. So you would come to the service portal, and if it was your work anniversary, that whole week we'd have balloons pop up on the screen and just say, hey, happy work anniversary, show how much we care that they're there. And people would post it on LinkedIn, and it would just chime through or become like almost a rumor or something in the business. And that really helped to drive adoption, and people really enjoyed it. I thought it was so simple.
Your current projects, tell us a little bit about some of the work that's giving you energy about now.
So, I mean, everything that I work on to that same example too, is I just have a feeling that, you know, we have great experiences in our personal lives with different applications and Amazon. I can get a great experience if something doesn't work and I need my money back. I don't even have to talk to a person. You know what I mean? And I just believe that why can't we do that at work? Why can't we have that in the workplace? I think we should be able to do that. So one of the things that we're working on right now is actually hardware asset management, not from the server perspective, more on the end user computing side. And like most companies, Norwegians had a complex process to manage those computer assets, which can sometimes lead to inaccuracies in the data or slow response times, just making sure that we have the right inventory. Do we have it? Who has it? So we've been focused on that, and not only laptops, desktops, but peripherals, monitors, headsets, all the things that we send to some of our highest staff counts, which are personal cruise consultants who need to be prepared when they first start so they can book your next unforgettable cruise. So we're streamlining that process right now and helping us to better manage the employee experiences, right? Coming into a company and making sure as a new hire, I get the things that I need, making sure I have the access to that. And in the journey of, if I need something repaired, maybe I need it replaced, right? And just making that really easy and making a manager easy too. What does my people have? If they do become alumni or separate from the company, we know what we need to get back from them. So that's really what we're focused on and why.
If anybody ever wants to see how many different things that happen when you get onto a cruise ship and then get off the cruise ship, and the work that has to go in terms of getting the food and all the materials onto the ship, then actually make sure it goes across all the different departments. Then people come on the ship, people come off the ship. If you do that over, like, I think they did like a 24-hour recording in 60 seconds, and you watch it, it's just incredible. Yeah. All the things that have to go. So if you're removing friction from that process and making it, you're giving, so from an onboarding perspective, you're giving obviously consistency, transparency. People always remember the first day at work or if they're leaving, and people want to enjoy that part. But from the customer experience, they want it to be flawless because they paid money to go on this trip. Mm-hmm. They've got aspirations, as you always do for your holidays, and you don't want any frictions impacting that. You want that to be as consistent and as smooth as possible. And then also you want that scale. And then as you go and get bigger and you do more cruises, your experience is really positive. So I can imagine there's a lot of moving parts that you need to be kind of. And remember, we did the episode with the NFL, and they were talking about where if they have to go and do like a Super Bowl or something like that, I think they have like 80,000 items that have to be moved everywhere from like the microphone for the presenter using to the trophy. Just, and that used to be done by boxes where people literally just have an axe to open up the box and just unpack the pallet. Yeah. So it's crazy.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
So in terms of the outcomes or impacts, did you know any of them in terms of efficiencies?
Well, we're in the middle of it right now, so I don't have any metrics to provide just yet. But we've done other big things. For example, we did a recent project that we've done a case study on with ServiceNow around our App Engine. So our first application in App Engine was actually helping our payments acceptance team and how they handle actual credit card merchants. So as you can imagine, on each of our ships, every person that's swiping their credit card in our stores or buying other things, we have to track those different types of credit card merchants we use around the world. This process used to be done via email, right? And hey, we need to update this merchant, or we need to remove this merchant, or we need to add a new one, whichever's the case. And this was done via email, and then IT would have to make the changes. And it took about over 2 weeks with approvals and actual changes being made. And again, with email, there's always that room for error. We actually were able to automate the process from beginning to end. And now that only takes 3 hours. And that's really just waiting for approvals.
3 hours. Yeah.
So now we can actually, because we have to have that those merchants correct in order to do our general ledger at the end of each month. So it helps our accounting team to do that work every month as well. So it's really great.
It just allows people to do better work and frees them up, which exactly. Everybody wants and engages that. So tell us a little bit about your secret, because you see yourself and your team seem to be very good at the upgrades and not get stuck in the weeds on that. How do you approach the whole process?
So the process of upgrading, what I found is that this is a SaaS platform. As long as you're keeping your customizations low, you can upgrade really easily. Now, everybody's going to have customizations. One of the newest things that ServiceNow has actually had come out was a new automated test framework where it actually can build automated test cases for you. I don't know if you're familiar with that, on tables or even just catalog items that you might have across your platform and whatever modules you may be using. I shouldn't say modules, I should say workflows, but that has really been helpful. So I used to, at Citrix, I had 450 automated test cases that we built ourselves. We might start with the boxed kind that came and then you just tweak, right, for problem management and such. But now with at Norwegian, we went ahead and we were able to utilize this new functionality. And it's just incredible. It's cut down our testing time 80%. We're still doing some manual pieces for things that are customized or looking at integrations that we still need to validate. But that allows us to be able to actually upgrade within a week and a half all three environments, starting with dev, having test as a backup, and then we migrate to prod, and then we monitor it, and we're good.
Imagine saying that to your younger self, that you're going to have a tool that's going to knock off like 80% of your time to get it down to a week and a half.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I don't believe it.
Yes.
You know, but it's funny, like I've had over 150 episodes in the world of ServiceNow, and we're hearing these examples. We're hearing this type of efficiency, return on investment, improvement on the customer experience. It just makes you feel like, I always think of it as you've got a pen and you're clicking through that to-do list and you're putting the line through it and you feel like you're making progress and you're just feeling more productive, which is a really nice feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
To do that. And then you can feel like the team feel engaged as well, because they're seeing our productivity, because we all want to have impact, right? I think we're talking about those little things that make a difference, but also impact, feeling like you're adding positive kind of momentum to the organization and your role. Because I don't believe people go to work each day to not do work or to evade work. It's usually because they're disengaged or they're not feel like they're actually making a difference or impact. And it's something that's really relevant there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I think AI and automation are actually really important and shouldn't have a negative connotation with it, right? This allows us to be more creative in our jobs, enjoy our roles of what we really wanted to do in the first place, and let the machines take care of the small things that why we call Mondays Mondays. We don't care for Mondays because of all these little things that we have to do. Let's utilize these tools to take care of that so we can enjoy and look forward to Mondays again.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that, because for the negative sentiment that talks about either from a Terminator to Doomsday or robots going to take your job scenario, what I think it is just the education piece is so the value that can be added, and then the understanding that some training is going to be needed to go on this mm-hmm. journey. And then once you commit to that mindset of going, it's going to be incremental, you're going to need to continuously learn, you're a part of it. And then you get more open to trying these different areas.
Yeah.
Shannon, looking at the kind of advice that you would offer to people who are going to start in this journey and introduce ServiceNow into their either internal environment or external, what advice would you share with them?
Ensure you've got leaders in your main areas. Whatever processes you plan to initiate on the platform, whether it's CMDB or any of the ITIL processes like change management and ITSM, or even any HR, ensure those leaders that are involved in kind of the decision-making of how that platform is going to look for you on that go live. Make sure that they're trained. They've got best practice knowledge, certifications, and training in that. Just helps, I think, to make better decisions. And then if there's customizations that are going to be needed, make sure they're justified at a higher leadership level. Because that's really, like I said, everybody seems to do it. You have to undo that over time as you mature in your processes to migrate to the platform, which is, yeah, sure, there's going to be customizations that are necessary. But just make sure they're justified so people don't try to recreate what you have today, because that's not what you're looking to do. You're looking to grow.
I like that. You sanity check it with the key decision makers, making sure everyone's on the right page with it, yeah. And then look to continuously move forward. It's good advice, which is great. Shannon, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast today. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you in the future as these upgrades continue and new features get added as well. Thank you very much for your time today.
Yes, thanks, Mark. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.